notepad.
All right, we're going to kick off the stories with one from our sports episode from Charlie Madsen. He's a Chicago improviser, comedian, great dude. What I like about this story is the scope of it. Like, Charlie's going to talk about basically setting up a fantasy Madden football league. A lot of people play fantasy football. A lot of people play Madden. Charlie has built a world out of the John Madden video game universe. Like, as someone who loves things like, you know, DC Comics, fictional history, probably too much, this blows me away. I absolutely loved hearing Charlie talk about this, and it's something that honestly, like, part of me wishes I had the dedication to do, but then another part is like, I don't know how I could do this and still be, like, a functional person, which I think Charlie touches on a little bit, too. Not that he's not a functional person, but there's a neat kind of twist at the end of this monologue that I really like. So, yeah, Charlie Madsen, everybody.
When the topic of Nerdalogs was sports, I realized that there was no better place to fully reveal my secret hobby. A secret that includes video games,
yeah.
Excel spreadsheets, statistical analysis, and fan fiction. I have a slight obsessive nature when it comes to classification and organization. If I were a Batman rogues gallery, I would be the classifier. My alter ego would be Dr. Jonathan Rowe, or Genre for short. I've never really watched or played sports as a kid. While the Broncos were winning their second Super Bowl, I was busy defeating the Sorceress Sisters, Kotake and Kume, in the Spirit Temple of Hyrule. In college, I had to start making new friends, and sports was such a large part of the conversation that I could ignore it no longer. The fastest way to learn about the rules of sports, the teams of sports, and the players of sports was to play NBA Live and Madden on PlayStation 2. Slowly, I learned about three in the key and the value of an athletic tight end. Who's a guy who blocks on the line, then also you can use as a receiver. Just,
oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played these games constantly because they were fun, also because they gave me more things to classify. I started to get an imagination about my players and teams in these games, and I realized that these were essentially just action figures, and I could organize them to different places. I started to think how fun it would be to make trades and reorganize teams. What if scenarios started running through my head, and I started to refurbish my rosters? In 2005, this blossomed into a retroactive continuity of both the NBA and the NFL. 7 years ago, it was just scribbles on a piece of binder paper in my law class. But now, for the first time in public, I will present to the people my private fantasy leagues. Every year when Madden is released to the public, most people are excited to play the game. I am excited to update the rosters and the ratings with the improved year-over-year basis of statistics and numbers. All right, so this is the depth chart. This is just the top portion. This is a screenshot because it's the most I could fit on this page. Sorry, podcast listeners. This is a partial screenshot of my depth chart. 7 years ago, I did a fantasy draft, and I decided to stay consistent from year over year. So every Labor Day weekend, I spend about 52 hours. Completely organizing every roster to fit the team of the year prior, set up the incoming rookie class, and sign free agents. During this time, I also multitask by catching up on Fresh Air and WTF podcasts. All right. So this is the current division standings of the 2013 NFL season by conference, division, and league. Jeez. All wins and losses are determined through objectivity. Every week, every game is played on Madden, and I make it a CPU versus CPU, so the talent of the player speaks for itself. Sadly, my Bears are 0-6. But it's a tough schedule, and they have Matt Castle as a quarterback, so... What are you gonna do? All right. Here are the line charts and graphs of the seasons mapped out over a weekly win basis on each division. This is a week by week. The second set of lines is actually last year, so you can actually do a comparison. So if you zoom, you see the Bills aren't doing as well as they did last year.
Oh my God.
This is the line graphs of the maps of the total wins for each and every team of the past 8 years of my life. The Jets and the 49ers are consistently the best, thanks to Brady and Manning, respectively. Actually have bolded the best teams over the entire conference, and then you'll see the dashed lines are actually the worst teams over time, which was the Falcons or the Redskins. The Redskins, yeah.
Redskins.
Redskins. Well, Roethlisberger actually almost won him a title 2 years ago, so... I did say almost. Here are the Super Bowl champions from the last 3 years. Aaron Rodgers, Maurice Jones, Drew, and Calvin Johnson actually beat Roethlisberger last year. And then Urlacher and the Bills over the Seahawks. And then it goes on and on. For fun, I actually analyzed the statistics from the past 10 years to determine who would be the winners from 95 to 2002. And Brett Favre and his Cowboys won a lot. The NFL season is swift, and it's interesting to see the parity of the wins every year. But this can only be resolved by actually playing the video game itself, which is fun. It's a joy to watch, too. I wish I could say the same about the NBA.
Oh, no.
The last time we spoke... I just turned back a page. Let's see. The NBA is less time-consuming, because there's only 15 players per roster as opposed to 53, but there are too many games. So last year I decided if I'm going to be the commissioner of my fake league, I might as well make up the rules to my fake league. So now the NBA season does not begin until Christmas Day, and we only play 65 games every year. Here is the view of every single team's schedule from the last year. This is not determined by video games, it's their actual schedule. And because they have eliminated season mode, I had to create the season myself.
Oh my God.
Not every game is played on the PlayStation 3, but wins and losses are determined by an average of points per game in a head-to-head basis. Of course, the best teams have losses as well. Otherwise, it couldn't be completely objective. And Kobe Bryant would be completely undefeated with his New York Knickerbockers. Here's a snapshot of the most competitive division this year. This is the Eastern Conference Atlantic Division. The numbers are points per game totals that I update weekly during my lunch break. While watching television in this other view, I multitask. Also, the NBA playoffs became too predictable, so I instituted a single elimination tournament where the worst 8 teams in both conferences would play for the 8th spot in the playoffs. And I also made the second prize the number one pick in the draft because, frankly, the lottery is complete garbage. So, of course, we had some problems where the Hawks just kept winning because they were just so good. And that's just the draft. I mean, they just made good choices year over year. Out of curiosity, I also analyzed the stats from 1996 on so that these historic championships runs of Michael Jordan and his Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so,
nerd!
And next year I'm actually considering bringing back the Vancouver Grizzlies and the Supersonics. Because it's my league. So, to wrap this up, I know I've covered a lot of ground here and most of it is complete gibberish. Because I'm speaking my own crazy language. For the past 5 minutes. But this is what I do every single day. And it's a form of relaxation and stress relief. And it should be healthy. My therapist says it's good. But it's slowly becoming a distraction and an obsession. And it's problematic because I spend 12 hours in one day building one roster when I should be, writing something or reading something. As fellow nerds, I'm sure you guys understand the fine line between hobby and obsession. And that it doesn't really exist. But this hobby has no social, spiritual, or health benefit to me. The mental benefit is completely debatable. And I wish I had something profound to conclude about this, but I couldn't finish it because I had to help Drew Brees and his Lions win a game this morning. So that's as far as I got. Thank you.